America is quite polarized right now. Look no further than, well, anywhere. But sometimes a good old-fashioned disagreement can be fun. Like, who's your favorite, George Bailey or John McClane? Buddy the Elf or Clark Griswold? The Normal Theater is running an online contest called the Holiday Film Face-Off. Movie fans vote for their favorites in a 32-team bracket, March Madness style. Normal Civic Arts Manager Adam Fox tells Ryan Denham where the idea came from.
We were excited to follow a trend that's been happening on social media this year of people being able to vote on their favorite pop culture titles. It's been something that's been happening all year long. There's been some great song brackets, some great TV show brackets, and we thought this was the perfect way of settling some debates once and for all that our audiences have been having about holiday films. We knew we weren't going to be able to show the usual slate of films in December that we'd love to welcome people in for. We knew it was going to look a little different at the Normal Theater this year. So this is a way that we could still have a conversation about those films that we love in a way that engages people, makes it active, makes it kind of fun, and encourages a little competition, which I think is ultimately what you want at the holidays.
Well, anytime you make a bracket or really rank anything, like, you're going to irk somebody. College sports, I think most notably, you know, why is Duke the number two seed? Villanova had the tougher schedule, yada, yada. So I assume it's kind of the same principle with holiday movies. How did you come up with the seedings for the bracket?
Yeah, we looked at first what the most popular films were for the Normal Theater audiences. We wanted to start there. And four of them really kind of stand apart from the others. It's a Wonderful Life, White Christmas, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and Elf are kind of the four titles that everybody really flocks to every year. So we knew those would be the number one seeds. Those were the logical places to start. From there, we looked at a mix of films that we show year over year and always get good audience attendance, things that people are asking us about, but we maybe always haven't had room for on the schedule. Some of the more niche films that people love but may not draw huge audiences out, but they definitely want to make sure we have them in there. And then looking at just some other, you know, national trends. What are the films that people are talking about? What are the Christmas films? What are the holiday films that people really connect with every year, irrespective of where they are? So from there, we kind of built this pot together to figure out how we were going to seed it, and then used just random selection in terms of how those matchups happened after that. So it was a fun process and a little bit more involved, but I nerd out about that kind of stuff. It was really, fun.
Is there any potential for upsets here in the bracket? Any like sneaky, great Christmas movies that could knock off a George Bailey or Clark Griswold?
You know, we had a really close matchup between Die Hard and It's a Wonderful Life. And that was of the more contentious conversations I think I've had to have in my position, was first the justification of the inclusion of Die Hard in the Christmas bracket. And then going up against It's a Wonderful Life about midday in the voting, it was completely neck and neck. It was 50% of the vote split each way. So we weren't sure how that was going to break. And it was entirely possible that John McClane was going to come into Bedford Falls and wreak some havoc. But by the end of the day, though, it did tip towards It's a Wonderful Life and order was restored. But yeah, we're seeing people vote and have some fun with it. And there's definitely some spoiler potential, especially as we get into some of these knockout rounds. It's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens.
Okay, so as you said, Die Hard has already been knocked out of the tournament. Briefly, why is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
We could spend
one
dissertation. Yeah, there's, thank you, 60-minute cap. It is not my place to defend Die Hard as a holiday film. However, I think enough people want to see Die Hard included in the pantheon of holiday films that we were completely justified in putting it into the bracket. Personally, I believe that, yes, it's as much a Christmas film as something like Silent Night, Deadly Night, or Black Christmas, or Rare Exports, right? Where it's using the holiday season as kind of a backdrop, and maybe sort of twisting that. And contorting your expectations. Lethal Weapon is another film that people bring up as sort of a Christmas adjacent film. You know, why is Die Hard a Christmas film if Lethal Weapon isn't? I don't know, maybe they both are. Maybe neither of them are. But the fun thing about this bracket is that it allows people to be able to have that voice, have that conversation, and vote on it, you know, and talk about whether you want it to be there. But is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Sometimes.
All right. The Normal Theater's Holiday Film Face-Off is already underway. How can people vote? How can they participate?
Yep. So the voting all takes place over on Twitter. If you follow our Twitter account at Normal Theater, and that's all one word, and we're always theater ER, you can vote in the polls on there. We launch them every morning. And we keep them running pretty much throughout the entire day. The final will straddle overnight when that comes up. We'll have this going through to Christmas Eve. So we're excited to get this going through the rest of the month. If you want to find out more information, you can visit us on our website, normaltheater.com. You can also visit our Facebook page where we are doing updates. Again, just search for At Normal Theater on there as well.
That's Town of Normal Civic Arts Manager Adam Fox speaking with Ryan Denham.